Dr. Pinsky dictating mail IME on Leobardo, L-E-O-B-A-R-D-O, Lagos, L-A-G-O-S. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by his wife, named Annette Lagos, to help serve as a translator. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Leobardo Lagos is a 52-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 12/13/21, but he was stepping off of a forklift and his left foot slipped. Prepared in an effort to prevent him from falling, he used his left arm to grab onto the forklift. But as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on 4/10/23, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Lagos participated in physical therapy on 3/2/22, period. He had been using NSAIDs and over-the-counter Biofreeze with little relief, period. Since he had not improved in the last 3 months, he presented for treatment, period. He was able to perform his usual job duties and wanted to continue working as this actually helps his muscles feel better. Period. He was initiated on therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. X-rays on his shoulder were also advised for his diagnosis of left shoulder pain. Period. The X-rays were done on 3/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Tutor, T-U-T-O-R, at the same facility where he was receiving therapy. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 4/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 4/16/22, Dr. Tutor's nurse practitioner, then referenced the MRI and referred him for orthopedic consultation. Prepared new paragraph. Plain X-rays of the shoulder were done on 3/9/22. That showed no acute findings. Prepared there were degenerative changes. Prepared he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Askin, A-S-K-I-N, on 4/22/22, period. He noted additionally to the shoulder, he had an episode of genitourinary cancer that required surgical treatment. Pretty is also an adult onset diabetic with hypertension to which he was taking medications. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Askin explained rotator cuff tears are common incidental findings in that rotator cuff tears can be detected in people who have no symptoms. Period for persons who have shoulder pain and are later found to have a rotator cuff tear. It is difficult to sort out whether the event which produced the pain might have caused tearing of the rotator cuff, as opposed to merely bringing to the person's attention that the shoulder did not have normal mechanics. Period. With respect to whether his current symptoms were causally related to the accident, accepting his history as accurate and that his difficult that his difficulty can be explained as a disturbance of an underlying condition. Brady did suggest some treatment. Period. The petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin. In follow-up on 7-10-23, Brady on 4-10-23, he performed arthroscopic rotator cuff tear, come extensive glenohumeral joint debridement. Brady was feeling better and could lift his arm over his head. Brady was performing home exercises. Brady is on work restrictions with no use of the left arm. Period. Upon exam, he was thought to be doing well with very minimal discomfort. Brady was tolerating work activities. Brady, Dr. McAlpin recommended advancing regular work duties without restrictions. Period. He also gave him one more prescription of Mobic. Period. He was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were 160 and 150 degrees respectively, with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Was tender to palpation at the anterior left shoulder and anterior chest wall, but there was none on the right. Period. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near and O'Brien's maneuvers on the left with an equivocally positive empty can test. Period. These maneuvers were negative on the right. Period. The rest of those will be normal. Extremities lower normal, spine cervical normal, thoracic. He was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. And then lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 12-13-21. Leobardo Lagos was getting down from a forklift and slipped. Period. He grabbed with his left arm on the forklift to prevent him from falling. Period. He then treated himself over the next few months, but symptoms increased. Period. He then sought treatment and had x-rays of the shoulder. Period. He remained symptomatic despite therapy and had an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He eventually came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin, who performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 7-10-23. At that juncture, he was doing well and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he had minimally reduced range of motion about the left shoulder associated with tenderness. Period. He had a rough texture to the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had positive near and O'Brien's maneuvers at the left shoulder, but no overt instability was detected. Period. Strength was minimally reduced and left shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical spine and back. Period. There was tenderness to the left anterior chest wall. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, chest, comma, or left arm. Period. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional recovery as reflected in his ability to return to work with the insured and his in a physically demanding capacity as a manufacturing welder. Period. His employer changed names, however. Period. And that is the end.